From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's prosecutor general has directly named a CIA official as being the main designer of the protests that have shaken the country. The Trump administration has denied having any hand in the protest, and the CIA declined to comment. Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke of supporting the Iranian people.
The American people stand with them, and if they will just continue to show the courage of their convictions and reach out and embrace a free and democratic future, that America and the world will be with them.
The State Department says the United States condemns in the strongest possible terms protests related deaths and the arrests of Iranians. Robert Rafael reports the Saudi Arabia-led coalition says it is closing the circle around Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The Saudi-led coalition says it will continue the fight against the rebels who have fired dozens of ballistic missiles towards Saudi Arabia. A spokesman also said the coalition would continue humanitarian aid operations in order to lift the suffering of the Yemeni people. The conflict is now widely seen as a proxy war between regional rival Saudi Arabia, which backs the government, and Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
A suicide bomb attack occurred in Kabul, Afghanistan Thursday, not far from the U.S. Embassy. Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish said at least 20 people were dead or wounded from the blast. Officials say the bomber blew himself up after approaching a group of security personnel who had been conducting an operation against illegal drugs and alcohol sales in the area. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.